Our guest in the studio at this time is Ashton Zien, who is the Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Irving. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we've got a new event coming up in Ripon this weekend called Cops and Bobbers. What exactly is Cops and Bobbers?
Yeah, so it's a really fun event called, as you said, Cops and Bobbers, and we're super excited about it. It's a partnership between the Ripon Parks and Rec Department and the Ripon Police Department, and it's just an opportunity for kids to get outside and do some fishing and spend some time with local officers. The event is open from ages 5 to 13, and the focus is really on introducing kids to fishing and giving them a fun experience at the park. Kids will get to fish alongside police officers. We'll also have some fun awards throughout the event, including longest fish, shortest fish, and the top angler for the child who catches the most fish. Yeah, it'll be fun. We're excited to have it for our first year.
So this is going to be at Selfridge Park then?
Selfridge, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you have to register for it?
Yes, yeah. So, Selfridge this Saturday, August 29th. Check-in, I'll say this first. Check-in is from 9:45 to 10:30 in the pavilion. And we'll get... And it runs until 12:30. So 10:30 to 12:30 is the event. And we'll be doing this right after the Selfridge Park grand opening. That's from 9 to 10:30. So it's going to be pretty busy in the park that morning. A little info on the grand opening. It's just a couple family-friendly games, a little scavenger hunt around the park just to get people out in the park that morning, which then leads into Cops and Bobbers. But registration-wise, yes, registration is on our website, which is ripon.recdesk.com. And again, for 5 to 13-year-olds. And we definitely do suggest having a parent there if you have younger kids, if they're older, like 12, 13. Not as needed, I guess, but just for the younger kids, we definitely suggest parents do stay and participate with the police officers as well. Each registered child will get a little fishing kit, and we'll have bait and volunteers available to help throughout the event for the kids. The kids also get a hot dog lunch. Every registered child gets a hot dog lunch, and there will be some fun prizes and then awards, like I mentioned, as well, too. So.
Do you need a fishing license?
If you're over 16 and you are fishing, you need a fishing license.
Okay.
So if parents are coming, we suggest that you allow your child to do as much as possible. If you don't have your fishing license, if your child is under 16, just you can help out, but have your child do as much as they possibly can.
Okay, so the event is on Saturday. Today is Thursday. Well, folks have...
It is.
Time to register for it today and Friday.
Yes, yeah, it is open until the morning of the event. So, and you can register day of. We maxed it at 100 participants. So we still have room for registration and for people to sign up day of. So we'll have some individuals and volunteers there helping out with that if you didn't register in advance. So,
okay. And, where do you register online?
Yeah, so it's ripon.recdesk.com. So it's our rec software. Registration is easy. You just create an account, and then you sign up for Cops and Bobbers.
Okay. Related to the park, now there are a number of improvements, which included shoreline restoration. What, a kayak launch?
Yes, the kayak launch and fishing pier, they're not in yet.
Okay.
We are hoping they would be in for the event, but it was pushed back due to manufacturer and supplier issues. So they will not be in for the grand opening, unfortunately, or Cops and Bobbers. That was our hopes. But the rest of the park is ready to go, and we're just excited to have people out there to experience all of the new that's at Selfridge.
All right. So is the fishing pier, is it ADA accessible and then handicap accessible?
Yep.
Okay. That was one of the big things. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But. Yeah. The playground, the path, the bench pad or next to our benches. We poured pads that are ADA accessible, so we tried to make it as ADA accessible across the park as possible.
And you improved the parking lot.
Yes, the parking lot is vastly better than it was before.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted folks to know about Cops and Bobbers, Ashley?
We're just looking forward to it. It's just going to be a great morning out there at Selfridge, and we'd love to see families come out, meet some of our officers, enjoy the park, and hopefully catch a fish.
Great. Best of luck to all those fishermen.
Yes.
Fisherwomen, I
yes.
guess. Boys and girls, I should say. All right. Thank you, Ashton. We've been talking with Ashton Zien, who's the Parks and Recreation Director for the City of Ripon.